Previously on Starship Resilience.
Permission to come aboard.
Granted, Captain Moore. Welcome to the Resilience.
But before you take off for the Resilience, I do have a mission for you.
With the destruction of Romulus nearly 150 years ago, Starfleet believes it may be time to start putting in the work to develop a Federation cloaking device. The Resilience has been chosen as the first large-scale test subject.
Captain on the bridge. Lieutenant Maisha Baker, sir, Chief Engineer's Assistant. Most people call me Lieutenant Maisha. My heritage is Orion, sir. However, I was adopted very young and grew up on Earth.
I just had... felt like a very strange conversation with that engineering lieutenant, Maisha. What do you know about her?
Not much. She keeps to herself, or often she's in the company of Commander Strawn.
Greetings, Commander. Live long and prosper.
You honor me, my student. Shall we begin?
Computer, transfer all command codes to Captain Nicholas J. Moore.
I relieve you, sir.
I stand relieved. I have wanted to see this one more time before I left the ship.
Hello, Captain. Nick, I'm afraid I have some sad news. You might want to sit down.
All hands, this is the Captain. Captain Kolon has died as a result of a transporter accident, returning to his home on Teller Prime.
Oh my God, poor Captain Kolon.
It is most unfortunate.
I get that you found logic or embraced it or whatever the hell you call it, but that was downright cold.
Remember that you have chosen the enlightened path. The words of Sarak lead us, as Tarkana Hoth said.
Logic is the cement of our civilization, with which we ascend from chaos, using reason as our guide.
And now, Episode 3. A lesson in concealment.
He inspired me to find a way to get in the way. And I got in trouble. Good trouble. Necessary trouble.
Captain's log, stardate 212593.11. It has been an eventful 2 days since I took command of this ship. My first staff meeting saw two of my senior officers nearly come to blows, and then we received word that the ship's former captain had died in a transporter accident on his way home. On a positive note, we were given a very prestigious project involving a new Federation cloaking device. Commander Strawn reports we should be ready for the cloaking tests when we meet up with the Zelensky at the Barons. The initial reports from the test simulations on the device are positive. Engineering says there has been a slight power variance, but they are confident they should be able to control it during live tests.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages. The Starship Resilience. Our mission? To explore new mysteries and new horizons, to seek out new friends and new wonders, to stand firm against whatever the universe throws at us.
Computer. Coffee. Hot. More to Chiriga.
Chiriga here. Go ahead, Captain.
Commander, what is our ETA to the Barons?
We should arrive within the hour, sir.
Thank you, Commander. More out. Computer, record correspondence.
Ready.
Dear Mrs. Colon, by now you've been told of the death of your husband, Captain Tom Colon. On behalf of the crew of the USS Resilience, I wish to express my deepest condolences on your loss.
Voice print confirmed.
Computer?
Verifying room occupancy. Confirmed. The one life form present is Captain Nicholas J. Moore. Initializing transport.
What the? To Captain Nick Moore, do not call security. Dear Captain Moore, I know this is unusual, but if you were reading this,
I have died on my way home shortly after arriving. There are a few things I needed you to know, and I didn't want to risk the information being in the ship's computer, as it would be available to whoever wanted to read it, no matter what level of encryption I used. Also, it might put your command in great jeopardy. First of all, I want you to know you have nothing to fear from this letter. It is not dangerous, although the information contained in it may prove threatening to some individuals. You, in no way, should feel threatened. I trust you're an honest man, Captain Moore. When I considered retiring, I began combing through a list of people who would make suitable candidates to take over command of the Resilience. Your name was at or near the top of every list. Looking over your service record, I decided you were the perfect person to take over my ship and carry on my voice. You definitely sold me on your candidacy when you were interacting with the crew at the transfer ceremony. I want you to know, I do remember you from your time on the Maelstrom. In fact, I remember an eager young ensign in a hurry knocking over three people in the corridors on his way to the shuttle bay. Problem? I'm not supposed to remember you, and I'm not sure why. I would even venture to guess you have some gaps in your memory as well. I would ask you to keep this letter to yourself. I don't know who caused my memory gap, and I would recommend you trust no one. The Resilience has a diverse and multi-talented crew. Each person knows the meaning of loyalty and duty. They would give their lives if so ordered. I pray it would never come to that. But of all things about the Resilience, there is one thing which is infinitely more precious. She's the key to the mystery. She is of utmost importance. If something were to happen to her, all would be lost. Protect her with your life, Captain. The lives of you and your crew depend on it. Godspeed, Captain.
Sincerely Captain Tom Colon.
Captain to the bridge. We are approaching the rendezvous.
Acknowledged. More out. Report.
We're coming into visual range now, sir.
On screen.
That is a big ship.
The Universe-class vessels are some of the best science ships in the fleet. But I get what you're saying, Lieutenant. That is a beautiful ship.
Sir, we're being hailed by the Zelensky.
Oh, good. On screen, Mr. Gazik. Captain Lawson, Starfleet is still letting you roam the galaxy.
I don't roam as far as I used to. Nowadays, they keep me on a pretty short leash. Starfleet says you have a neat trick for us. What do your engineers think?
Well, the Corps of Engineers is pretty confident that it should fool your sensors. We should be able to get the show started at 1200 hours.
Sounds good. We'll see you then. Lawson now.
Commander, you're with me. Commander Vec, you have the bridge. Engineering. Anything new to report on the matter I asked you about?
Nothing new to report, sir.
One thing they never tell you about a new command is to be ready for the mysteries of the ship. There is always some sort of plot twist to complicate everything.
Sir?
It's nothing. Something of a mystery which was presented to me earlier. I'm not at liberty to talk about it yet. But believe me, though, this is something which might need both of us to figure it out. Consider this. What makes the Resilience special?
Special, sir?
Unfortunately, that's all I can share right now. But rest assured, I do plan on sharing this with you, Commander.
Captain. Commander.
Sir. Ma'am.
Commander Strahan. Lieutenant. Where do we stand in the cloaking device?
Well...
I believe we will be ready, sir. We've noticed a slight variance in the power systems, but we believe we should be able to compensate for it manually.
Do you agree, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir. We should be able to manage the fluctuation manually.
Okay. If you believe you have it under control, we'll continue with the test. Phase 1 testing begins at 1200 hours.
Aye, Captain.
Aye, sir.
Commander?
Lieutenant, follow me.
Yes, sir.
Your emotions are betraying you again, Lieutenant. Explain yourself.
Sir, I know you said the variance is something which could be controlled manually, but I think there's more to it than what we've taken into account.
Do you doubt my abilities?
No, sir. Everything I know about engineering, I learned from you. I'm just pointing out in the simulations I ran, the results were catastrophic. I just thought the captain and the commander had the right to know.
In this engineering department, I am in charge. There is a hierarchy and a structure. Your place in the structure is to have loyalty to the department and to me. Is that clear, Lieutenant?
Aye, sir.
We will need to work on your emotional control later. Dismissed.
Aye, sir.
Bridge. Did you see that, or am I just reading too much into the situation?
If you mean the tension between Strahan and Lieutenant Mesha, then yes, it was quite obvious.
Okay, good. It wasn't just me. I'd like you to investigate this further. If there's something more here which has an impact on the tests and the ship, I'd rather know sooner than later.
Agreed.
For now, I'm obliged to take the chief engineer's word the test is ready to proceed. But if there is more, I don't want to be surprised later.
I'll see to it, sir.
Strand to bridge.
This is the bridge. Go ahead, Commander.
Sir, we have completed our final tests on the device. I believe we are ready to begin the Phase 1 trials.
Very good, Commander. Stand by to cloak. Bridge out. Lieutenant Gazig, signal the Zelinsky. We'll be ready to begin the test in a few minutes.
Aye, sir.
Lieutenant Colt, bring us about... Put us 10,000 kilometers away from the Zelinsky.
Aye, sir. Engaging thrusters. Coming about.
Sir, the Zelinsky acknowledges and they're standing by.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Sir, we are now 10,000 kilometers off the Zelinsky's port and reading all stop.
Thank you, Helm. Open a shipwide channel.
Channel open, sir.
All hands, this is the captain. In a few moments, we will make history as one of the few Federation ships to have ever used a cloaking device. We will be in uncharted waters. Stay alert. Be sure to report anything unusual to your department heads. Set yellow alert throughout the ship. More out.
Yellow alert. Aye, sir.
Mr. Gazig, make us disappear.
Aye, sir. Preparing to engage the cloak. Nothing up my sleeve. Presto!
Report.
Sir, we are now fully cloaked and should be invisible to the Zelinsky.
Okay, let's find out. Gazig, open a channel to the Zelinsky.
Aye, sir. Channel open.
This is the Resilience calling USS Zelinsky.
Resilience, this is the Zelinsky. You've done it. We've lost all sense of contact with your ship.
Glad to hear that, Zelinsky. We're going to maintain position and cloak for the next hour, just so we can be sure that this will work long term.
Roger, Resilience. Continuing sense of scans.
Roger, Zelinsky. Resilience out. Helm, maintain position. You have the bridge, Commander.
Aye, sir.
Computer, take the readings from the station and apply them to simulation 3, beta.
Working. Sample readings applied.
Computer, using the readings from my workstation and applying them to the simulated phase 2 test, would this be the likely outcome?
Affirmative. There is a 42% likelihood of this occurring.
What is the margin of error of these findings?
There is a 0.5% margin of error.
Computer, transfer these files to my terminal in my quarters.
Bridge to engineering.
Engineering here, Captain. This is Strand.
It's been an hour, Commander. Prepare to disengage the cloak.
Aye, sir. Standing by.
Mr. Gazig, disengage the cloaking device.
Aye, sir. Disabling the cloak.
Very good, Mr. Gazig. I want you to work with engineering and the Zelinsky to analyze the readings in preparation for Phase 2. Expect a full report in the morning, Commander Strand.
Aye, sir.
Bridge out.
Captain, We are being held by the Zelensky.
On screen. Captain, phase one complete. We should have the full story in the morning.
Sounds like a plan. Captain, I'd like to invite you to dinner this evening. Say 1800 hours.
I look forward to it. I'll see you then. Resilience out. I'll be in my ready room, Commander. You have the bridge. Computer, edit most recent log recording.
Continue recording.
Captain's log supplemental. We've completed phase one of our cloaking test. Thus far, everything appears successful with no major issues. Pending the final report from engineering in the morning, we should be cleared for phase two trials. What makes the Resilience special? Come.
Are you all right, Captain?
Yes, it's just one of those mysteries I can't figure out. How can I help you, Commander?
It's 1745 hours. Captain Lawson will be expecting you soon.
Ugh. I need to get ready. Computer, one bottle of Saurian brandy. I certainly don't want to arrive empty-handed. That would be bad manners. Walk me to the transporter room.
Transporter room 1. Any orders before you leave?
Nothing comes to mind right now, Commander. Strawn and his team are poring over the data. The only thing I can think of is just keep things running. Oh, there is one more thing I'd like you to think about. What makes the Resilience special?
Yes, I remember. I've not thought of anything yet.
I'm having a hard time coming up with an answer, too. I thought since you've been on board longer, you might have some special insight.
I'll continue to think it over, sir. One to beam to the Zelensky.
The ship is yours, Commander.
Aye, sir. Energize.
Mesha to Chiriga.
Chiriga here. Go ahead.
Commander, do you have a moment to talk? I have some things I would like to go over with you.
Yes, of course. When would you like to meet?
I am available now, if you have the time.
Excellent. Would you like to meet in the captain's ready room?
Actually, could we meet in your quarters? I'd like some place a little more private.
Yes, that would be possible. I should be in my quarters in 5 minutes. Chiriga out. Computer, blood wine.
Mesha to Chiriga.
Chiriga here, Lieutenant.
Are you in your quarters?
Yes, I am.
I'm on my way.
Lieutenant?
I'm sorry for the unconventional arrival. I thought it would be best if no one knew I was meeting with you.
This is most unorthodox, Lieutenant. But what do you mean you didn't want others seeing you meeting with me? To whom are you referring?
Commander Strahan was not happy I raised an objection to his plans. If you would take a look at my simulations, you'll see I have some very valid concerns.
Very well, Lieutenant. Walk me through it.
The cloaking device is hooked into the structural integrity field. This is fine for when we are sitting still, but notice what happens when we simulate going to warp while cloaked.
Wait, does this say what I think it's saying?
Yes, ma'am. Under the strain of the ship at warp, the structural integrity field works hard to keep the ship's composition. In order to support the structural composition and the cloak, the field has to draw increased power. At times the strain is so bad we may not be able to maintain the cloak. But that's not the worst part of it.
What would that be, Lieutenant?
At the points where the cloak has to draw power to maintain itself, the computer tends to overcompensate for it and draws too much power. This can cause a feedback pulse to come back through the cloaking system and fries them.
If it could destroy the cloaking device, that's one thing. It doesn't sound like it will endanger the crew.
Standing still or at impulse speeds, the danger of the feedback pulse is minimal. At warp speeds, the pulse grows exponentially, and so with it the danger. That energy could come back through the station and do some serious damage.
No, that's not good. We will have to speak to the captain about this. Thank you for bringing this to my attention, Lieutenant.
Is there a way that maybe you could tell him? I really don't want Commander Strahan angry at me. This is really going to make him mad that I came to you.
Lieutenant, is there a problem I should know about in engineering?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. It's just that I owe a lot to Commander Strahan. He's my mentor, almost a second father. I know Vulcans don't show emotion, but I can tell when he's angry. It's not pretty. So is there a way you can tell the captain and leave my name out of it?
It's highly unusual. This is not how things are going to be done on this ship, mister. Besides, the captain is quite intelligent. He knows there are issues in engineering. Things will probably be addressed after this mission. But in this case, this one time, I will talk to the captain. I can't promise to keep your name out of it, but I will do everything I can to protect you from Strahan.
I'm not disloyal, Commander. I love this ship and its crew. They are my second family.
I understand, Lieutenant. And no one is saying that about you.
I know. I just...
Lieutenant Mesha. Mesha, it's going to be okay. Look at me, May. I believe you, May. Your loyalty to the ship and to its crew is not in question. I will share this with the captain and we will come up with a plan moving forward. Okay?
Aye, sir.
Good. I'll tell you what. You have several hours before the mission briefing. Go back to your quarters and get some rest. Consider that an order.
Yes, Commander.
Lieutenant, that's not the way you came in.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Chiriga. Computer,
Site-to-site transport. Program Mesha Alpha 2 Pi.
I must thank you again, Captain. That was quite a meal.
You're welcome, but seriously, call me Liam. We're the same rank.
Sorry, Liam.
That's okay. Have a seat. We can open up that bottle of brandy. So, Nick, how has your first command been so far?
Well, now it's been 2 days so far. There was a verbal sparring match which almost erupted into a brawl between two of my senior officers, both of whom are Vulcan. And the former captain of the ship died. So I guess for the most part, I would say uneventful.
I guess it shouldn't surprise me. That chair can be a little overwhelming if you're not ready.
That's the thing. I was ready. At least I thought I was.
My first day in the chair, thinking I was talking to my wife, I accidentally told an admiral I loved them in front of the entire bridge crew. By the end of my first week, the whole sector was calling me Captain Loverboy.
I guess I never expected things to be this weird.
That same admiral once gave me a good piece of advice. We are Starfleet officers. Weird is part of the job. So don't forget, no matter what happens, you were picked for that chair for a reason. Also, you have good people who work hard, so rely on them to do their jobs. If they say they can do it, trust them. One of the jobs of a captain is to give their people the room to succeed or fail, if need be. It's how learning and growth happens.
Thanks, Liam. I need to head out. I have an early mission briefing. Big day tomorrow. Gonna make the history books.
Yeah, you better get back.
Thanks again, Liam. Good night.
Good night, Captain.
More to Chiriga.
Chiriga here. Yes, Captain?
I'm heading back to the ship now. Anything to report?
Ship function is normal. Commander Strawn said we should have a report in the morning on the cloaking test. I also had a visit from Lieutenant Mesha about some simulation she ran ahead of the test tomorrow. She has some concerns. If you would like, we can meet in the morning to go over what she said.
Sounds like a good idea. I'll see you at the ready room at 0800.
Aye, sir. Chiriga out.
One to beam to the Resilience. Captain's log, stardate 212595.73. The Resilience has made it through phase one of the cloaking test with no incidents. Everything appeared to go according to the book. Today we'll be testing to see how the device performs at warp speed. I believe Commander Strawn will advocate for a green light at the morning staff briefing. Lieutenant Mesha spoke with Commander Chiriga last evening. She raised concerns ahead of the test that point to some catastrophic results. After speaking with the Commander, I agree her concerns might be valid. This could put my first officer and I in a very precarious situation.
Before we begin this morning, I know some of your departments have concerns which need to be addressed after yesterday's test. I'm going to ask you to send those concerns to Commander Chirega, and she will allocate the appropriate resources. Any questions? I know there is one question on all of our minds, so I'm going to turn the floor over to Commander Strawn to give us the results of Phase 1 of the cloaking test. Commander?
Thank you, Captain. As you can see, Phase 1 of the test was a success. The logs from the Zelensky show we completely disappeared from their sensors. Plugging that information into our simulation for today's test, we project it will be another successful test.
Thank you, Commander. There does seem to be another set of results which were brought to the attention of Commander Chirega last night. For some reason, they seem to tell a different story than the information you just presented to us. Would you be able to explain them?
I'm not sure, Captain. Would you care to explain, Lieutenant?
Sir, after I spoke with Commander Chirega, I spoke to Commander Strawn. We were able to work out a plan to combat the potential risk.
Lieutenant, are you positive? Last night you said there was no way to compensate for the surge without considerable damage to the engineering systems. You were quite certain about it. I would even say emotionally sure.
I apologize for my outburst last night, Commander. I had let my emotional control slip away from me, and as a result, I may have exaggerated the results of my simulations.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're saying your conversation last night with Chirega was nothing more than an emotional outburst? Forgive me for stating the obvious, Lieutenant, but you're not a Vulcan. Last I checked, Orions were allowed to have the occasional emotional outburst. I'm sorry to our resident Vulcans, no offense.
None taken, Captain.
Offense is a human quality, Captain. However, I will be filing a formal protest with Starfleet concerning your comments here today. Lieutenant Mesha has chosen to live her life by the tenets of Sorak and to follow the path of logic. Your attempts to dissuade her and to minimize her for her beliefs is outrageous.
You are out of line, Commander.
Hold on, Chirega. You certainly have that right, Commander, and I will be glad to submit the paperwork for you. But there are lives at stake with this test. So, can you 100% guarantee it is safe to proceed? Can you guarantee there will be no damage to the ship, injury to the crew, or loss of life?
I can, Captain.
Okay. I have my doubts you can actually deliver on your promise. In fact, I have half a mind to shut the whole damn thing down now. But since you believe you can guarantee success, I will approve Phase 2 of the test. The test will go ahead, Commander. But if there is any damage to the ship, injury to the crew, or loss of life, I will hold you personally responsible, and I will make sure it stays on your permanent record for the rest of my life and yours. Is that understood?
Yes, Captain.
Very good. Mr. Gazik, contact the Zelensky. Tell them we'll begin Phase 2 testing at 1200 hours. Dismissed. Chirega, Tavel, would you remain a moment, please? Would you both care to join me over the couch? Can I get anyone a drink?
I'm fine.
Computer, coffee, extra mocha, 2 shots of espresso.
Okay. I'm just going to put this out there. What the hell did we just witness?
If Strawn were human, I would say he feels threatened by your authority, and your questioning his ability to safely manage these tests is creating a deepening pool of resentment.
That does not explain Maisha's sudden flip-flop on the safety of this mission. She was sobbing in my quarters last night.
It might, Commander, if you come at it from the premise that Strawn has some sort of hold on her. Notice how she apologized for the things he found offensive.
Okay, so he has some sort of weird psychosexual grip on her? What can be done about it?
He's not asserting dominance over her in a sexual way, but it is similar power dynamic. It's almost as though he's extending a master-subordinate relationship outward into their non-work time.
Something like a teacher-student relationship?
So what are our options?
There really isn't a lot you can do, sir. She is displaying classic signs of a mind-meld imprinting. Subjects of prolonged mind-melds tend to adopt the personality and logic of the melder. If she's his student, there's nothing we can do to break the bond between them. Forcibly severing the connection would be worse than trying to remove her from dangerous narcotics. What you saw last night, Commander, was similar to a drug withdrawal.
Withdrawal?
Exactly. Non-Vulcans aren't trained from birth to follow the precepts of logic. Emotions can be suppressed in the Vulcan mind for a time. They're still there, and closer to the surface than they would like to admit. For non-Vulcans, the emotional defense walls are not as thick as those of a Vulcan. When their walls finally drop, you're looking at a tsunami of emotions that can wreak havoc on a person.
My God, what have I done?
Honestly, sir, you did the only thing you could. By forcing his hand, you made Strawn realize he could be putting his star pupil in danger.
So we just sit back and let things happen, no matter what?
Yes, Commander. The captain has called his bluff. If you back out now, you played right into his hands, and he will have all the power on this ship. Captain, you must take a stand here, or you will fail at your first command. Prove to him that you won't flinch by calling off the test.
Okay. The test will commence no matter what. Angels and ministers of grace defend us.
Ensign, you keep an eye on the flow regulators. Lieutenant Fry, I need you to make sure the intermix ratio stays in balance.
Commander.
Yes, Lieutenant? How can I help you?
I've not received an assignment for the test, sir.
I was under the impression you did not wish to help with the test.
No, sir. I've always wanted to be part of this test.
Really? It wasn't obvious. In fact, one would have thought you were working against your shipmates on this test.
No, sir. I want to be part of this team. It is my sole purpose in life.
Very well, Lieutenant. Where do your loyalties lie?
My loyalty is to you, engineering, and this ship, in that order, sir.
Very good, Lieutenant. You can check the power flow to the device at the station here, next to me.
Thank you, sir.
Computer, what is the current time?
The current time is 1157 hours.
Well, it's nearly time. We should probably get started. Wouldn't you agree? Yes, Wadich.
Captain, did you learn the Klingon phrase for First Officer just so you wouldn't have to keep calling me Commander?
Actually, you remember that girl I told you that I dated? I picked up a few things from her before she broke up with me.
I'm impressed. How long have you been working up the nerve to say that to me?
Oh, I've been workshopping it since the morning meeting. Figured it was now or never. Although, now that I hear it out loud, I think I'm going to shorten it to just Wadich. It rolls off the tongue better. Wouldn't you agree?
Be, coach, be.
All right then, Wadich it is. Now, on to more pressing business, Commander. Bridge to engineering.
Strand here, Captain.
It's nearly 1,200 hours, Commander. Are you ready to begin?
Aye, sir. We're ready whenever you are.
Very good, Commander. Stand by. Mr. Gazik, inform the Zelinsky we will be getting underway in momentarily.
Aye, sir.
Lieutenant Colt, bring us about and prepare to go to Warp 1.
Aye, sir.
Sir, the Zelinsky acknowledges and says they're standing by. Also, they say, happy hiding.
Thank you, Gazik. Open a shipwide channel, please.
Aye, sir. Channel open.
All hands, this is the captain. Yesterday, we joined a short list of Federation ships who have successfully used a cloaking device. Today, we plan to make an even shorter list of ships who have used a cloaking device at warp. We're going to need everyone to keep their eyes open for any anomalous events. Engineering will be monitoring the systems closely, but they won't be able to see everything. So stay focused, stay alert, and report anything unusual. Bridge out. Mr. Gazik, engage the cloak. Keep the Zelinsky apprised of our speed changes. Lieutenant Colt, as soon as we're fully cloaked, engage the engines at warp 1.
Aye, sir.
Engaging cloak. We are now fully cloaked.
Course set. And engaging at warp 1.
The Zelinsky is matching our speed and trajectory.
Report.
All systems are showing green, sir. Power output is showing nominal. The Zelinsky is hanging at our starboard aft. They report no sensor contact with the resilience. Sir, we're receiving a green light from engineering to move up to warp 2.
Okay, Lieutenant Colt. Take us to warp 2.
Warp 2, aye, sir.
Report.
All systems are still showing green, sir. Power output is still nominal, and the Zelinsky still reports no sensor contact.
Two down, seven to go.
Sir, engineering reports we are clear to go to warp 3.
All right, take us to the next level, Mia.
Leveling up, sir.
Report.
Sir, we are experiencing power fluctuations in the cloaking system. Engineering is working to compensate. The Zelinsky reports intermittent contact with the resilience. They say it's like the ship is uncloaking and recloaking at random times in various places.
Board Astron, we're getting shaken around up here, Commander. What's happening?
We're seeing some issues with power fluctuations of the cloaking device. We should have it tracked down in a moment, Captain. Lieutenant, report!
Attempting to compensate for the fluctuations in the power draw.
Engineering, what's happening?
Stand by, Bridge. Lieutenant.
Adjusting the flow of the power to the cloaking device, now.
Strand to Bridge. You should now have a smoother ride.
Acknowledged, Strand. Gazik, what does the Zelinsky say?
The Zelinsky confirms our cloaking build has stabilized. We are completely hidden from their sensors.
More to Strand. Are we safe to proceed to Warp 4?
I believe you should be safe to go to Warp 4.
I'm going to hold you to that, Commander. Lieutenant Colt, take us to Warp 4.
Aye, sir. Warp 4.
And crossing my fingers...
Gazik, report.
Sir, the Zelinsky reports we are still hidden from their sensors. Captain, the Zelinsky says the ship is now breaking through the cloak. Our sensors report there's something buckling in the hull.
Bridge to engineering, what's happening?
Lieutenant Mesha, we need to get this under control.
Working on it, sir. I'm going to try narrowing the power flow to the device.
Strand to bridge. We believe we have it smoothed out. I ask you to give us a couple of minutes before attempting to go to Warp 5.
Acknowledged, Commander. Helm. Hold steady at Warp 4 so engineering can work out the kinks.
Aye, sir. Maintaining cruising speed.
How's she looking, Gazik?
She's looking green, sir. The Zelinsky reports the cloak is rendering us hidden from their sensors.
Talk to me, Gazik. What's going on?
Captain, I'm reading a feedback pulse from the cloaking device.
Bridge to engineering. Commander, we have some dangerous readings up here. Are you seeing it down there?
Aye, Captain. We see it.
Let the Captain know I'm on it, Commander. I believe I can stabilize the energy flow before the pulse gets too large. I've almost got it.
This is exactly what her simulation showed. How could I have let this get so far out of hand? Lieutenant! Get away from that workstation!
I've almost got it, sir. Just a few more seconds.
You don't have a few more seconds. Now!
I've just about got it.
Now, Lieutenant! That is an order!
Another second and I have it.
Now, Mister!
Bridge to engineering. Engineering, report! Mia, full stop. Gazik, I went to the Zelinsky. We're pulling the plug.
Aye, sir.
Commander, you're with me. Commander, back to the bridge.
Haley, cut power to the cloak. Pull the damn plug if you have to. Sir, are you okay?
Jiriga to sickbay. Medical emergency. Forward to beam to sickbay.
Jiriga, help me get him on the biobed.
What happened? Anyone? May!
He took an electrical discharge from a cloaking device for a workstation. He pushed me out of the way. Just in time, he risked his life for me.
Ensign Meade, give me 10 cc's of Cordylin.
Yes, Doctor.
I'm reading third-degree burns over 87% of his body. If he were human, he'd be dead.
Here's the Cordylin, Doctor.
Commander! Commander Strand! Do you hear me? Corticostimulator, prepare 5 cc's of cortisone.
What's going on here?
There was an accident in engineering. Commander Strand was burned by an energy surge.
Get me a hyperspray of Kelatine.
Belay that. Continue with the corticostimulator.
Belay that. This is my sick bay and my patient.
Then act like it, instead of hiding in your office all damn day.
You are relieved, Lieutenant.
Doctors, now is not the time for this.
I'll handle this, Captain.
At least you will be doing something outside of your office.
Doctor, he's responding to cortical stimulation.
Good work, Ensign.
Commander, rest. There's been an accident and you are in sickbay.
Who? Lieutenant Mesha.
She's fine, sir. You saved her life. Right now I'm treating you for third-degree burns.
She's still my patient, Doctor.
Now is not the time for this, Doctor.
Mesha.
I'm here, sir.
I...
sorry. Please forgive me.
I do, Commander. You saved my life. I couldn't have a grudge against you. Now you need to save your strength and get better.
Captain Moore.
Rest, Commander.
Captain. You were right.
It's not about being right or wrong, Strahn. Save your strength. That's an order.
Aye, sir. Doctor.
Yes.
Yes.
Marlin.
Here, Strahn.
My friend.
Old friend. I'm here.
Tulu. Tuvo.
He's dead.
Guests for this episode in order of appearance: Jeff Welch as Captain Nick Moore, Patty Knox as Commander Chirega Doth, Amy Welch as the computer, Corey Welch as Captain Tom Colline, Mira Fay as Lieutenant J.M. Leah Colt, Clayton Warden as Lieutenant Gazik, Clay Duggar as Captain Liam Lawson, Rob Harrower as Commander Strahn, Melody Gibson as Lieutenant Nation, Stephanie Knox as Lieutenant Tavell, Faye Holliday as Dr. Elizabeth Flint, Abby Welch as Ensign Mead, Gareth Murden as Dr. Pemeth Garland. Additional credits available at starshipresilience.com. If you like this show, be sure to subscribe on your podcasting app so you get every new episode when it comes out. Also, review and rate Starship Resilience to help make it easier for others to find us. You can connect with other fans of the show by searching for Starship Resilience on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky. This has been a Necessary Trouble production. Tune in next month for Episode 4, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Star Trek and all related marks, logos, characters are solely owned by CBS Studios Inc. Necessary Trouble Productions, StarshipResilience.com, the promotion thereof, and this band production is not endorsed by, sponsored by, nor affiliated with CBS, Paramount Pictures, or any other Star Trek franchise, and is a non-commercial fan-made audio drama intended for recreational use. No commercial exhibition or distribution is permitted.